We locally are all completely united in fighting the incinerator, but let's not forget the county council that is proposing this incinerator and hell-bent on driving it through is a Conservative county council. And the planning meeting on Wednesday will be decided by 15 councillors. 11 of them are Conservative.
So it's a bit of a strange one, this, isn't it? It's sort of split the Conservatives, really. On the one hand, you've got the MP for the area, who is a Tory, saying he doesn't want it. So it's going to be a difficult one to decide on.
If I was on the panel, it wouldn't be difficult for me. I know exactly what I would say. And that's not just because I live here. Financially, economically, environmentally, it just doesn't add up. It's not good business for the whole of Hertfordshire County Council, and it's certainly not good for South Hatfield and Welland Green. You say it's an odd one, Welland Hatfield Council has come out against this and put resources into fighting this. So really, people's taxpayers' money, through the Borough Council has been spent in fighting this, and a bigger chunk has been spent through Hertfordshire County Council in pushing this through. So taxpayers actually, their money is fighting itself.
And as well, you've been out there on the protest with everyone. Is the strength of feeling, would you say, as strong as ever?
Yes, definitely. We've been fighting this since 2008. I've been going to attending meetings. Of course, we had the fantastic march, lots of protests, lots of consultations, lots of leaflets delivered, of course. And you would expect such a long process for the feeling to sort of die down. But only the other day, we had a photo call and asked protesters. We have only 2 days' notice to show up, and about 100 people did. So I think that shows that the feeling is as strong as ever, and I think there's going to be some very high emotions after Wednesday when the decision is made.
It's certainly going to be interesting scenes, considering that a lot of the protesters are going to be turning up on buses. I think extra transport's been laid on Wednesday, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, that's fantastic. A bus company, Welland Green, I'm not sure of their name, are laying on free buses. And actually, one of the more shameful parts of this is that Hertfordshire County Council can't actually hold the amount of people that want to attend. And I remember the Tesco planning meeting that Welland Hatfield Borough Council had, and they moved it into the Campus West Theatre. And even that wasn't big enough to fit in the 500-600 people that turned up. I think only 160 are able to fit into County Hall, and 80 of those are having to sit in a room with a television link. Only 60 people actually in the public chamber, so I think that's not really good enough.
Just finally then, Kieran, I mean, for those people who don't live in Welland Hatfield, who don't live in the Hatfield area, what would your message to them be, who say, oh, it's another one of those campaigns where people just simply don't want something near them and they want to lump it on someone else?
I don't want it anywhere. It's bad. It's bad for economics. You'll all end up paying for this. It's a PFI private contract. We're all going to suffer, and the stuff that goes up in the air, it's not just going to fall on Welland Hatfield, it goes all over the place.